Rubio warns U.S. diplomats to avoid inflammatory comments amid Iran negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive to American ambassadors in the Middle East to stop making public comments that could inflame regional tensions or undermine Donald Trump's efforts to pressure Iran into abandoning its nuclear ambitions. The internal memo, obtained by The Guardian, instructed chiefs of mission to avoid interviews, public statements, or social media activity that might complicate sensitive political issues, emphasizing that disciplined public messaging is essential during this volatile period. The guidance was widely interpreted as a direct rebuke to U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently appeared on Tucker Carlson's podcast and asserted that Israel held a biblical right to much of the Middle East. Although Rubio's cable did not name Huckabee, it was circulated just 2 days after his controversial remarks sparked condemnation across the Arab world, signaling that he was the intended target. White House officials expressed concern that Huckabee's comments could harden Iran's stance ahead of critical nuclear talks, and some insiders noted that Trump himself was frustrated with the ambassador's interference. Meanwhile, last-ditch negotiations in Geneva between Iran and Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, yielded little progress. The U.S. team pressed Iran to dismantle its three main nuclear enrichment sites, Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, destroyed in Trump's bombing campaign the previous year, and to transfer its remaining enriched uranium stockpile to the United States. They also demanded that any new agreement be permanent, without the sunset clauses that had characterized the 2015 Obama-era accord, which Trump withdrew from during his first term. Iran rejected these key proposals, fueling concerns that Tehran may be stalling for time while Trump considers further military action. Rubio is expected to travel to Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as the administration assesses its next steps. The controversy over Huckabee's remarks centers on his biblical interpretation of Israel's territorial claims, extending from the River of Egypt to the Euphrates, potentially encompassing vast portions of Israel, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Turkey. While Huckabee added that Israel was not seeking to seize all this land, his suggestion that it would be acceptable drew sharp criticism from Arab leaders, who view the statements as a violation of diplomatic norms at a delicate moment in U.S.-Iran relations.